Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 27, 2026. Spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded 9 straight days of inflows through April 24, adding about $2.12 billion since April 14 and lifting total ETF assets to roughly $101 billion. Bitcoin traded near the high -$70,000 as flows and equity rotation supported markets ahead of the FOMC. MicroStrategy added 34,164 BTC last week, its largest single-week purchase in 17 months, bringing its holdings to 815,061 BTC at an average cost of $75,528 and lifting its Bitcoin treasury to a record $63.46 billion. Protocol and contract failures are pressuring liquidity. Litecoin experienced a 13-block reorganization after a denial-of-service exploit in its Mimblewimble extension blocks. A Kelp DAO exploit triggered roughly $892 million in stablecoin outflows and a DeFi unwind, while the broader stablecoin market remained near $320.65 billion with USDT holding about 59.19% dominance. Regulatory and product delays add to directional uncertainty. Granite Shares pushed its 3x long and short XRP ETF launch to May 7, the fifth postponement in 3 weeks, leaving XRP price action muted around $1.40. Watch for fresh SEC signals on leveraged crypto ETFs. Outside the core market, a Hong Kong-listed firm is targeting over 10,000 BTC for a regulated Bitcoin capital pool. NFT volumes and users are contracting despite recent rallies for collections such as Pudgy Penguins and BAYC. Onyx Coin jumped after an upbit listing. Chainalysis says the EU's 20th sanctions package is the most comprehensive crypto-focused action yet, targeting Russia's entire cryptocurrency sector and signaling a sharper enforcement era. Key catalysts to watch are FOMC policy remarks, continued spot ETF flows and any SEC communications on leveraged products, plus the Granite Shares May 7th launch date and Bitcoin demand concentrated near the high -$70,000. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.